The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
We've had a couple of texts actually regarding the situation with Jeremy Finlayson of Port Adelaide and the alleged homophobic slur. Now, we believe he's met with the AFL today, and no doubt there's been dialogue and discussions, and we don't know yet the result of those and what possible fine or suspension or both that the AFL will place on Jeremy Finlayson. But Australia's sport's most influential gay rights advocate is Ian Roberts. Now, it appears, and Ian Roberts is the subject of a documentary film at the moment, as we know, the rugby league player, and he wonders whether it would be easier for a footballer to come out as gay today than when he became that trailblazer way back in 1995. But Roberts says that Jeremy Finlayson must apologise to the entire queer community for the remarks that he made at the weekend. So we'll have to see what happens regarding that. Roberts had been approached on numerous occasions about bringing his amazing story to the screen, and I believe the documentary is being tentatively titled Light, the Ian Roberts Story. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. So that's the latest with Jeremy Finlayson. Okay, nothing at this stage, but we'll be right across it here on SENWA. Well, fifth round of the AFL gets underway. Brisbane take on Melbourne. A lot of talk regarding where Lachie Neale is and whether he'll be available to play. Such an influential player. And here he is on his ankle injury ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's feeling pretty good. It's pulled up well. So probably the extra quarter rest helped, I reckon. Yeah, it's just from the week before, obviously had a pretty nasty roll against Collingwood, so the game was pretty much over, I think, at three-quarter time. So, yeah, just have a little rest. Yeah, I'll probably still have to tick some boxes tomorrow. I haven't really done much since the game, so like everyone, got to tick off some agility and speed and whatnot to make sure I'm ready to go, but it feels better than this time last week, so I'm really confident that I'll be good to go Thursday night.
It is an amazing career, really, ahead of game 250 for Lachie Neale. As we know, played at Fremantle and 135 games with the Dockers before in 2019 heading to the Brisbane Lions. And he's a current co-captain, as we said, a two-time Brownlow medalist, just an amazing career. He'll be 31, actually, next month, Lachie Neale. We still remember him when he first started at the Fremantle Dockers back in 2012. But he's been a long-time player. Longevity has certainly been with Lachie Neale as he heads to a very important milestone. Let's hope he gets up. Game 250. And as we know, he's a pretty good servant to the Fremantle Football Club and All-Australian three times. And we wish him the best of luck. And he'll be certainly one of the big stories when round five gets underway on Thursday night. And speaking of Thursday night, because of Thursday night footy, Sports Day WA on Thursday currently goes to air between 2 and 3. Eagles supporters, stay with us. Between 2 and 3 on Thursday, we'll be speaking to somebody from the West Coast Eagles Football Club heading into their all-important game against Richmond here at Optus Stadium on Sunday. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Connor, for your help. I'll be back again tomorrow between 5 and 6. I look forward to your company then. Just repeating, Cozzy Pickett's appeal has been upheld. He will miss the game on Thursday.